Hello. Thank you so much for tuning in with us in our podcast of Why Are You Worried About It? I am Lindsay Bush. I am the HR Director for Country Crossroads Counseling. And with me, I have
Susie Arbo, and I am a licensed professional counselor. And we are just on this total journey of growing and learning and a better you. And really, this podcast, you know, when we had the vision for it, we were excited because we're always on this journey, you know, of growing and learning and being the best version of ourselves. But we wanted to kind of figure out in life, what are some things you should be worried about? And what are some concerns, whether it be stress or your time or your family or your relationships or work or whatnot? And then what are some things that, you know, you maybe don't need to worry about as much and stress about? And so we kind of asked my good friend from South Dakota, Jessie, if we could steal her little tagline of why you're worried about it. And here we are. So we've done some episodes and are having a good time with it, aren't we?
Absolutely. I really love it. And we caught ourselves, I think, saying, why are you worried about it all the time? We would tease each other and like, there's things that's like, yeah, you spend so much time and you get so worked up over things. And it's like, why are you even worried about it? What are we going to do about it? Are we going to do something about it? Or are you going to waste your day being upset or just spending a lot of precious energy and time on stuff that doesn't matter? Not your problem. What did you, Susie, you always tell people that if it either doesn't make the 6 o'clock news or the 5 minute, 5 hour, 5 day, 5 week, like, I love that. Like, does it really matter? When's it going to come up again and things like that? So I think it's really important to focus on those things. And today we were going to talk about some of those challenges that we have in life. What are we facing? What are things that you really should worry about? What should you put your energy into? And what are some things that just, they might be challenges that you can think and move on past. So.
Absolutely. And I think we all just like long for this life of ease and for things to go smoothly and kind of that Cinderella story, the American dream of just, you know, having this great life. And one thing we know about life and is certain is that it's not going to go as planned, right? I mean, we can plan and plan and plan and plan our life, but it never goes as planned. It always works out different and God's got some other way, you know, of whipping things around, but it always works out better than if you could have planned it. Right. And there's always going to be stuff that pops up. That's really hard, whether it's really, you relate to the relationships, whether it's, you know, a problem at work or a financial situation going on, there's just going to be setbacks and there's going to be challenges.
Yes. All the time. And it never fails. It feels like as soon as things start going well, or like you think you've got one thing mastered, something else happens. And like, there's always going to be those twists and turns in life that you just, it wouldn't be life without it though. How boring would it be if we all lived this perfect life every day, everything's going well. It's like Pleasantville. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but like literally everything's the same. And that's not, it's just not realistic. It's not, and it's not fun. And I mean, challenges are what make us grow and learn, and we get to work through things and be hopefully better because of some of the things we have to live through and work through. So I love thinking too, that like we make ourselves anxious and all of these things, but that's, it's kind of part of life. It's okay to have anxiety and go through some of these challenges because that's what makes us better, better humans, better people for sure. So.
Absolutely. We have this little saying that we say in our company in Country Crossroads Counseling, and it's in Lindsay, you know this way too well, but if you want a gift, it comes in the form of a problem. And if you want a bigger gift, it comes in the form of a bigger problem. And so when we really kind of break that down, and it's actually taken from a book called Maximum Achievement, which is a really great book, but it really just talks about how these gifts or these problems are opportunities for growth. And we can literally learn from every setback, every challenge, and we get stronger and better because we get through them and we come out a better way. And so for me, and I think for you too, it's kind of like a shifting your perspective on it. And kind of viewing it in a different way. And, you know, in therapy, we talk a lot about our thoughts and the power of our thoughts, because it's the one voice that we hear more than anything else is ours. And so just changing your narrative to say, rather than this problem, or this stressor, this terrible thing, it doesn't have to be that way. This can be a wonderful learning opportunity, right? To better yourself and to get through it.
Yep. We say that all the time, especially with stuff that come up in the company, as because we are growing and learning as we go. And there's so many times where we're like, you know what, this is kind of terrible right now, but next time if this happens again, we're ready. Like, we are so ready. And like, it's almost like you have to embrace it and know that it's not always going to be rainbows and sunshine. Like, and if it was, like, we wouldn't be doing our job, literally, if you're not running into things that are challenging you and making you grow. So I definitely think it's important to change your perspective for sure on anything that you can focus on.
I know. Sometimes, even if we're sending out an email, we'll say in the subject line, we'll say "gift of the week," or something, and then that just kind of gets people thinking, "Hey, okay, there's the situation going on, but it's not. It doesn't have to be terrible. This is just a growing, learning opportunity." And I know, Lindsay, you're always good about kind of making it lighthearted and say it's like Christmas, right? It's this is we've got a lot this week, or there's things going on and whatnot, and so. We kind of like to shift our perspective and think of that. So, feel free to use that, if you like that. the next time you've got a problem, think of it as a gift. Another little saying that I learned, I spent 13 years in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs as a cheerleader for them and riding the horse war paint. We had a wonderful cheerleader director. Her name was Elaine Hart, but she always had this little saying that said, "Eyebrows up." And what that meant is that anything that comes your way, you can put your eyebrows up and kind of have a pleasant look on your face, and you're going to get through it and it's going to be okay. And you can face kind of anything. And so she always said, going into appearances or the game, if we're losing the game or whatever it is, keep your eyebrows up. And so it's kind of just a fun little saying that I actually love, and I still use it today.
And that's a nice way to put it. I won't say what I've heard, but there's a lot of different forms of that people use. So there's lots of different ways to look at it for sure.
Absolutely. I also kind of think, I want to challenge people right now that you're probably going through something, or maybe there's been something in life that's kind of just been really difficult lately. I know I've got several things going on that's just kind of been hard stuff, and some stuff I choose to talk about it with people, and some stuff is kind of my own battle that I work through with my own therapist and do my own work. But just kind of thinking right now, whatever you are going through, I know I've got mine. And just thinking about what are you learning about yourself? How are you working through it? Is it healthy? Is it unhealthy ways that you're coping? Maybe what do you need to do differently to handle it in a better way? Just kind of think about what kind of work it is. I know I love, I keep a journal, and I journal in the morning, I journal at night, just even a couple sentences that helps me process the challenges, the hard things. I also, like I said, do my own therapy work. I do a lot of prayers to God, the good Lord above. What do you use, Lindsay? Are there certain techniques that have helped you get through these life challenges or these situations?
I've learned and I've grown. It's hard, and I feel like for me, I've gone through a lot of challenges, and as we all do. But I had a really hard time of being so worried about what everybody else thought. If was I doing what I should be doing? What somebody else thinks I should be doing? And it's really now I'm finally getting to this point in my life where I'm starting to understand and give myself grace. And understand that whatever's best for me and my kids and those kind of core values that I have, that's what I got to do, and not focus so much on what other people think, which is hard. It's really hard. And I've learned a lot of that through counseling, and I feel like I've always teased Susie because we've been such good friends for so long, but she is such a good friend, and then she's also a counselor, so it's hard for her so probably sometimes to take her counseling hat on off and have to listen to some of my stuff. But talking, I like to communicate, and I love getting my thoughts out. Sometimes I do it too much, and I've realized that as well. Like, I don't need to everybody to justify what I'm doing, so I don't need to tell everybody why I did what I did or something. But just different things like that. But communication for me is really, really important, and using that outlet of getting my thoughts out. I would like to challenge myself, honestly, to journal more. I think that would really help. So that's, I appreciate that you said that, Susie, because I think I might try to pick that up again. I used to and haven't in a while, so.
Absolutely. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. You can write literally a sentence, or you can write 10, or 20, or whatever you want. And you can write a little book if you want to. But yeah, I think communication is huge. One of the best coping skills we have as humans is talking about what's bothering us. Right. Or just even getting it out. And if you're not a talker, you don't want to talk to your dog or, you know, or whatever. Just keep it, you know, whatever you need to do to process it. And I think it's really fair to say too that everybody has their own stuff. And it literally looks nothing like the person sitting, you know, next to you or whatnot. I know your challenges right now you're going through and is nothing like my challenges are very different. However, we can all relate to the fact that we've all got stuff. And even though, you know, social media is wonderful and I love it for connection, I love it for you know, seeing what people are doing and hearing about people's, you know, stuff. But it also can be really not a good thing for people mentally and emotionally sometimes because you see the best sides of people. You know, you only see their glory things and all the wonderful, fabulous things. And so you think, wow, you know, Becky's really got it together and she's doing all these trips and, you know, she looks like she's really succeeding or whatever. And we get in our own head, we create a narrative and then we compare ourselves and we don't know really what's going on with Becky or whoever, you know, you're looking at. And I know being a therapist, I hear in my sessions the most intimate details of people's lives. And I truly know what they're going through. And then I see them on social media, you know, and it's this whole, you know, this whole thing. And so I think it's just good and human for us to remember that everybody has stuff and everybody's got challenges and setbacks. And it's just how we get through them, how we learn and how we grow, how we support each other through that.
I like that. I just went on vacation, and we went to somewhere that's not common for me. So we went to New York, which is, being from rural Missouri, New York was a culture shock. And one of the things me and my friend talked about while we were there is it was so fun to people watch, and you watch people walk by and like living their lives, their everyday lives. And it was amazing to me. And it was so fun. And we even said, like, how cool would it be if you could just, like, I don't know, an imagination running wild, like a little bubble would pop up and you could know about them. What's going on with them? What are they doing? Are they going to work? Are they married? They have kids? Like, it's just everybody has so much stuff. And then you get so like tunnel visioned in your own stuff that you don't think about. What do these people have going on? Is there an illness? Or they just lose somebody? Are they in a, you know, like, just, I don't know. It was just really intriguing to like think about people and think about all the things that they could have going on in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you brought up a really good point there too. We get so fixated on our own life and we forget that there's a million people, millions of people out there, you know, that are literally living their life too. And I think sometimes we, you know, you said earlier about like other people, like sometimes we worry so much about other people, but I'm a big believer that although it's common to do that, nothing other people really do is about us. You know, they're kind of just doing their best and they've got their own life and their own past and their own way of handling things. And it might be way different than ours. So just always kind of remembering that too. I think sometimes we get in our own head that everybody's thinking about us or worried about us and
Oh,
literally
yeah.
just they're just trying to
Yep.
survive through their
Yep.
day, you know? So I guess kind of in wrapping up today, our point of this podcast is just talking about life's challenges, setbacks, hard stuff. It's gonna happen. We know that. There's gonna be stuff, you know, for the rest of our lives that pop up and how we learn, grow, use it as a gift. Wonderful learning experience is kind of the name of the game. So
Absolutely. Change the perspective, look at it from a different lens.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening to us today on this better you journey of what you should worry about, why you shouldn't worry about. Why are you worried about it?
Why are you worried about it? Yeah, thanks so much for hopping on and listening to us. Definitely follow us on Facebook. CountryCrossroadsCounseling.com is our website. We always have stuff going on. We love just reaching out to people and working through this and doing this with each other too. I love spending this time with Susie and getting to chat with her and go through some of these things and share some of our life with you guys. So thanks so much for being here.